Yeah.
Boom.
The Daily Offcasts.
It is the Daily Offcast. Some runner cards today? This first one comes from Logic Bomb, which is Postis's blog about rules and other Netrunner things.
Cool. All right, so this is Pichacow. I think that's right.
That's how I would say it.
It's a Shaper Trojan program. Install only on a piece of ice like Trojans do. Whenever you pass this host ice, you may gain a click. If this is not the first time you gained a click during a run this turn, add this program to your grip. So you get some economy refund for making runs. And then there's the whole Trojan game of like, is it worth it for me to get rid of this ice sort of a thing? It combos with Deep Dive.
But if it's the second time you're encountering the same one, or you're encountering a second one, then it gives you the click and it bounces back into your hand.
That's actually like amazing. I'm thinking,
but yeah, like it's, I think it's a safety valve for like diaper.
Yeah.
A diaper doesn't sound great. It looks better when you spell it. DYPER, which is a style of deck where you just get a million clicks and then, you know, back in the day you would medium or you would,
it's like an OTK deck. Stargate. It's like you gain like 5 million clicks and then you just play half your deck in one turn and try to win off of,
correct,
you know, 17 R&D accesses.
Yeah. So this one, in theory, if you had four out or three of them out, you would get four clicks total. Because you get the first click and the second one, you get a click and bounce. Third one, click and bounce. Then you, if you encounter the first one again, you click and bounce again. I guess you could like simul chip them back. I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, you can't because it goes back into your hand.
They go to hand.
Well, yeah. but you can use it with
Au Revoir.
You can use it with a runner, Arasana.
Yes.
Because she can install it from hand
at speed. Yeah.
And get basically three triggers out of it when you think about it.
It's not bad, but yeah, you could just leave it on one and threaten to get extra clicks when you run.
So,
I think it's good.
So this is going to be really specific, but it's present in my mind. Is I'm thinking about combos with scoring that Jinteki 5/3. Oh my gosh, what's the name?
The new one?
Yeah, the one that does 2 damage when you try to steal it.
Yeah.
All right, so the idea is that they're going to be comboing that with something like Adrian Sace, which
Fuji
already...
Asset Retrieval.
Yeah, so you're trying to score Fuji Asset Retrieval. They've got it protected by an Adrian Sace and then also maybe Daniela. So they're taxing you on clicks and cards. And this card actually saves you on both of them because it gives you, presuming it's already on, say, a remote ice, you're getting 2 clicks back. So that kind of recompensates the Adrian. And then it pulls it back into your hand so that you don't die from net damage.
Huh. And you can pay off Daniela.
Yeah, right? And then it gives you, you know, and then it gives you a second extra click so that you can, you know, draw cards or whatever you need to do. But basically, like, if you throw this on their remote server, it gives you, you know, three bits in your advantage.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. No, I was thinking more just, yeah, either Conduit in Faction or Deep Dive, also in Faction. You want extra clicks for that.
Deep Dive, definitely.
Which I think is kind of hard to do with Arasana, because just the way her main breaker works, Slap Vandal, I mean, it's kind of a one run per turn deal, but I don't know. We'll see.
I guess it depends on how effectively the Corp is set up, but with the way Arasana's ability works, is she can have no cards on the table and then get that extra click using her ability. So she can install this out of hand. If she gets past the ice, she gets a click back immediately.
Yeah.
And then she run, play Deep Dive.
Yeah, and this is like when you pass it. So it doesn't need to be res. You don't need to break the subroutines. If the Corp's poor, you're getting Mondo free clicks.
Yeah, and she doesn't have to spend the click to install it. So
yeah, exactly.
For everyone else,
it's
a wash. For her,
it's really
actually
good.
An advantage. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's simple and it's, you know, it's got that safety that's not too breakable, I think.
Interesting. Cool. All right, what else?
Beatriz Friere Gonzalez, if you've read the lore, Bad Beats, two cost resource connection for Shaper. Double click run HQ if successful. Instead of breaching HQ, breach R&D when you do access one additional card.
So this is like a front door beta.
Front door beta, yeah. And you get an extra card, which is nice. This is, to me, this is like a game closer, right? They've stacked like 10 ice on R&D. You're not getting back in there. Oh, boop. Just go through HQ. Easy.
I mean, it's good in like many, many situations, I would say. Well, not like, I guess early game. It depends on the matchups, but like the value on this is quite good.
Yeah, yeah. Even I can see like versus a Jinteki or something, like they tend to like gather the snares into hand. So maybe you don't want to actually access hand, but you want a successful run on HQ for something. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, or you're just like dodging ice. I mean, there's a lot of value in basically forcing your opponent to commit resources to protect a server and then just subverting that somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's a way to like stack additional accesses here. I think probably if you're using... Well, actually, this might combo really nicely.
This triggers everything.
With, like Wake, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or, it would trigger twinning. Yeah. Because you're just breaching R&D.
Yeah.
Cool.
So maybe just play with that. Why not?
So she's making elephant toothpaste in her science lab. That's the name of that experiment, by the way.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it.
It's like one of those elementary school volcanoes, but you put like dish soap into it, and so instead of it just makes a bunch of bubbles, and then you put food coloring in it, like sprays all over the place, and it makes like a foam rocket, which is pretty cool.
Well, it does look fun. Her students seem enthralled.
Yeah, I know, right? They're gonna get stuff in their mouths if they're not careful.
It's toothpaste. It's supposed to go in your mouth.
It's not actual toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
But I guess it's probably just acid plus some kind of bicarbonate salt.
Are we going downtown?
Let's go see what Debbie downtown. See, it looks like Moriera, but I think it's Moriera. The E and the I are reversed. Yeah. And so now my German language practice is triggering. And I want to call it
Brazilian.
Moraira, which is... Some kind of, you know, Portuguese-ish language. All right, so Debbie is a resource connection, and she says, click run any server. You can spend hosted credits on her during that run. Then it also says, when you play a run event, place one credit on this resource. So basically, she's giving you a credit for your run events. But yeah. In order to use her ability, you cannot combo it with run events.
It's just a click, but on any run. So like any regular ass run you're going to do, now you have like this bankroll.
Run and any
server.
If you
don't use it, if you don't use it, it's fine. It stays there, right? So it's like you don't waste it. I like the thread ability up top. So if you play it late in the game, then it's
gives you
two bonus. Yeah, it's not.
So like it also says threat for place two on this when you install it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, it's useful, right? It's actually
like two for a one install is not great, but like at least you get some value out of it, like game, right?
I actually really like that. A lot of cards that are like kind of like this kind of lose their value late game, and then you get into this weird spot as the runner, like with security testing, where you're like, well, the game could end next turn, so I shouldn't play this. But if it doesn't end next turn, then I'm going to regret that I hadn't played it.
Exactly. And so this one, I think you could always play it. And again, another card that combos well with the twinning, because this is hosted credits on an installed card.
And you can use these for breaking ice. You can use it for trashing cards. It's going to be... super, super useful. Oh my gosh. Bologna.
Bologna.
Psy games.
Yeah, Adrian.
Gosh. All right. But notably,
yeah,
she forces you to divide. Well, not really. She divorces you to divide between run events and non-run events because you can't combo her with a run event.
No, exactly.
You can't spend the credits on a run event. So I was going to say she kind of forces you to do like 50-50, but that's not really true. You're going to play five run events and then you're going to use her once. So
you got to play more than five run events.
But there's very little downside here.
Buy bands.
So you've got like, so basically if you're running like a prepaid criminal or whatever, you're getting like two credits per run event.
And then you're 10, so you get an extra credit.
3 credits per run event. That's like almost good enough to make Ken good.
I don't know if I go that far, but yeah, almost.
Cool. And she's only 2 influence, so I guess you could run her in Anarchy if you wanted.
Yeah, and that's like, you're probably fine with 2 of these. You don't need 3 because you don't necessarily need it early game, right?
Yeah, I like that. That's a cool, that threat design on there is
that's
really,
very
really
cool. Like, and it's not, I don't think it's amazing, but like in the right deck, this is just very good value.
I think this is a good card. I think this is a really good card. I could see people playing this in many decks.
I think it'll do work.
I like how usable it is. It's not like you need to meet the condition of putting run events in your deck and then like the corp has a lot of cards that need to be trashed or something like that, like Scrubber. It's just the condition of your own deck building, and then it will be useful.
Exactly. I do like it that way. Can we move on to this little weirdo over here?
Yeah, let's see what you got.
3 cost program. 1 MU. Kurupira. Icebreaker. Yeah. Fractor. When you encounter barrier, you can spend 3 power counters to bypass it. Whenever this program fully breaks, an ice put 1 power counter. 1 to break, 1 barrier subroutine, and 1 to boost 1 strength. 1.
Wow. Strength. This is insanely good.
It's something.
Oh, so this is a criminal card.
I don't like the backwards feet. I really don't like them. It's very unsettling.
It is non-functional to have backwards feet. You will not be able to walk around unless your legs are also backwards.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But, you know.
This seems like... Okay, it's a corroder, -1 strength. And also, I think
+1 cost.
Yeah,
+1 cost, -1 strength. So it's a bad corroder.
But you break 3. Like, there's so many 1 strength barriers, right?
Yep.
Especially right now. Like,
very common. Very common now. Gear check. Yep.
Yeah. That new HB 1, ablative barrier is 1. Border control is 1. Ice wall is 1. So, I mean, I think you will get breaks on this.
Yeah.
If you do use it and, like, yeah, then you get to a chonky one, bypass it. That's amazing.
I mean, and if you really wanted to do something like a, what's the virus that changes the type?
Or Palangi.
So, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, like, throw a Palangi in your deck, you could get a lot of value out of this. Like, late game, you know, just, like, bypass an archer once. Or a toll booth, or
yeah,
you know. So basically, like, you're playing a runner deck that is like really aggressive. So the thing that counters you is like gear check ice, and that's what's going to slow you down. So this counters gear check ice, and it scales into being more useful later.
Yeah, it kind of feels like the turning wheel, where like if you'd have gear check on your centrals, you just bounce off of it and like get value from them having.
End
the run, right?
You have to break it though to get the
but
counter.
This, you actually have to break it. Yeah, it's not as abusable, but it kind of seems like that. Like,
oh, that
just,
that turning wheel was
farm
horrible.
Counters off bad ice and then like load up for the late game, right? So
wow, that's so good. So it really punishes gear check barriers, which
I don't know if it really does, because I mean you're still spending the money, but it's like it's definitely a leg up for the late game.
Yeah, I mean, and this is going to, I mean, we're going to see a lot of them. I think the meta, well, at least I don't know what the standard meta is going to look like, but the startup meta, Tatu Bola is going to be in every Jinteki deck because
yeah,
it is
like
so good. So I think you're going to get used out of this in the ecosystem, which is super cool. What a cool card.
Yeah.
I actually really like
good
this.
Job designing it.
I don't
No, like... I would like this, but the backwards feet, oh, I don't want to look at it. I'm gonna just put a little happy face sticker on that foot and just be like, no, he's got normal feet.
That's only put it in your Apex decks, I guess, so that you can flip it face down.
Don't have to look at it.
I think this is like as good as Corroder. Maybe not. It's not.
It's not, but it's close.
Jeez. Criminals aren't supposed to have fractures that good.
I know. What are they doing with icebreakers? I don't understand it. That's why I'm not in charge of the game. They know what to do.
Just the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Good deal.
I gotta go.
All right. Good talk, Phil. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. That was the daily offcast.
See you later. Bye.